Reclaim Idaho founder Luke Mayville often cites this statistic when he makes the case for his latest ballot measure.
Idaho is dead last out of 50 states in funding per student for a K-12 public education, and it's really hurting our kids.
Mayville was the driving force behind the Medicaid expansion initiative that Idaho voters approved in 2018. Now, he's back with what he calls the Quality Education Act. He says the measure would increase funding for K-12 public schools by $323 million a year.
We're not competing for teachers. We're not competing for support staff. And we're underfunding programs across the state, including, you know, programs in things like carpentry, welding, agricultural science that give kids a chance to make a living.
Petitioners need at least 65,000 valid signatures by the April 30th deadline. Mayville is aiming for 90,000 signatures to give room in case any are disqualified. They're most of the way there. Over the weekend, volunteers with Reclaim Idaho in Moscow collected more than 800 signatures. That brings the total to over 80,000 signatures. Canvassers also need to focus on collecting signatures in a few more counties to satisfy another state requirement. The initiative would be funded by restoring the state corporate income tax rate to 8% and adds a 4.5% income tax on earners making more than $250,000 a year. Mayville says that less than 1% of Idahoans would be affected by the increase. I'm Lauren Patterson in Moscow, Idaho.